KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Thanks for tuning in. And a reminder that our final couple segments today, we're going to cover ministry to prisoners. And, you know, often we talk about ministry to prisoners, trying to reduce recidivism. But this ministry much more focused on trying to break the chain, break the next generation from ending up in being incarcerated as well, which I guess we'll hear more, but the statistic, I think, is near 70% of children of those incarcerated and end up incarcerated themselves at some point. So we're going to hear about that in our final two segments. We'll get to that. Right now, in studio with us, Luis Hernandez is here. Luis is with the New Mexico Donor Services. Luis, thanks for what you're doing there. And you and I have been acquainted for some time. Thanks for your investment, really, in our community. You're someone we can easily look at and go, here's someone that, no matter what you're doing, Luis, always trying to make a difference, and it's appreciated.
Well, thank you, Steve, for having me. I certainly appreciate that. And yeah, you're absolutely right. Everything that we do, we always do it from a kind heart. And it shows, right, in all the wonderful things that we get to do to support our beautiful community here in Albuquerque.
Well, and as I mentioned, you're working with New Mexico Donor Services as their external affairs coordinator. And I'm going to guess that, you know, someone can look at your card, look at the name of the organization, and make a lot of assumptions. But let's get it from the guy who knows, right?
Sure.
Luis, what exactly is an organ donation?
Yeah, no problem. And that's a great question, because a lot of times it can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different folks. But, you know, basically organ donation is when a person voluntarily donates their healthy organs or tissues to, you know, to help others who are in need, either due to illness or injury. And so it usually happens after someone has died. You know, but in some cases, living people can, right, can donate organs as well, you know, like a kidney, right? And yeah, you know, super important. It's incredibly important, because organ donation saves lives. And that's exactly what we're here to do.
And which I'm sure touches on the mission then of the New Mexico Donor Services. And we mentioned the community that you serve.
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, the mission of New Mexico Donor Services, you know, is we're really dedicated to saving and improving the lives by connecting organ, eye, tissue donations to patients that desperately need them. And so here in New Mexico, what that looks like is we're able to serve, you know, over 2 million people here in the state. And, you know, we're constantly striving to extend the reach of generous donors' gift to profoundly grateful recipients. And I got to tell you, when somebody gets that gift of life, they are certainly grateful.
Yeah, it's life changing, not only for them, but you know, their sphere of influence, their family and friends.
Yeah,
it makes a huge difference in our community. Now, you mentioned a couple already, but different types of donations, maybe even some that many of us wouldn't even realize is something that's needed.
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's another great question. So, one organ donor can save up to 8 lives, and one tissue donor can save or improve, I should say, the lives of 75 or more people. And so organ donation includes hearts, lungs, kidneys, livers, pancreas, and intestines. And eye donation can restore sight through corneal transplants, right? Very interesting. And then, of course, tissue donation includes skin, bones, heart valves, veins, which can help heal burn victims, replace damaged heart valves, even prevent limb amputation.
Wow.
And so, yeah, it's incredible. And the really cool part about it is that nearly all major religions support organ and tissue donation, considering it kind of a final act of compassion, right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, all donors are treated with respect, dignity, and especially here, more importantly, in our state, we ensure cultural and religious rights can continue.
So you mentioned New Mexico. What is the current need here? And actually, kind of a two-part question.
Sure.
What's the current need here? And then that situation, when you compare it to a national look, how does it compare?
Sure. Yeah. No. Here in New Mexico, about 644 people are in need of transplant. And here's the interesting thing, right? 556 of those are waiting on kidneys. And here's an even more important number. 1 in 5 are Native American, right? In comparison to the national needs, nationally, we're sitting at about 100,000 people that are in need of a transplant. And that number grows every day. And so the more that we are able to make people aware of the need out there and the opportunities for them to register to become an organ donor or to become a living donor, right. Is the need is great, right? And so we work day in, day out to make sure that we're out doing our part to educate the community about it.
Okay, so for someone who's listening is like, you know, I never really even thought about it, especially, being a donor after dying.
Mm-hmm.
What's the process? Is it a big drawn out thing, or is it? I'm going to guess no matter how it is, Luis, you're going to make sure we keep it as simple as possible because we want to help people.
Yeah, absolutely. So it all starts with registering to become an organ donor. And you can do that through your MVD when you register or renew your license, right? Or you get a new driver's license. Or you can go online. You can register at nmds.org, right? I believe that's it.
That's New Mexico Donor Services, nmds.org.
NM, Donate Life NM.
Donate Life NM. There we go. My bad.
I'm thinking of 20 different things here. But so that's where it starts. That's where it starts. And it's super important, right? When you become an organ donor, it's super important to have that conversation with your family, right? To let them know what your wishes are, right? When death happens, a lot of things are happening at that same moment. And for our family members, it's got to be the toughest day in their lives. And we want this to be something that is celebrated and is a joyous moment for them so that they can honor that legacy, right, of the person that has passed. And so it's important for us to have those conversations, with our family members so that they can understand exactly what our wants are when our time has come, right? And so there's that. And then, of course, on the clinical side of things, there's a lot of, and I'll just say it like this, a lot of magic really happens in terms of, the process. People get on the waiting list, right? Then you have to look at the donor potential. Then there's the organ matching process that happens. And so my hat's off to our medical professionals, that go to work overtime. And this all happens in a short window. A very, very, very short window.
Right. And over the years, we've just seen so many enhancements in medical and how well these things, how much more smoothly it mm-hmm. goes. And it's really a value. And again, it's not just a value to those directly receiving these organs. If you're a mom, a dad, and all of us are a son or a daughter, just imagine, make it hit close to home. Imagine that and how much it would mean to you to have someone in your family life changed or saved because of an organ donation. And again, I want to reiterate that website because I tripped on that a little bit. DonateLifeNM.org is the website to go to find out more, get the information you need, get signed up, and make a difference right here in New Mexico. We talk all the time on the show about various ways people can, get involved, whether it's politically or missionaries. Mm-hmm. Or here's a way where for sure you are going to have an impact in someone's life. I mean, and as a donor, like you said, Luis, there's so many different ways that the tent that we exist in until we go home to be with the Lord can be used after we're long gone.
Absolutely.
Not long gone. It's a pretty quick process.
It is. And again, like I said, there's a lot that goes into to making that happen. But the most important thing is that we really go to work to make people aware that there is that opportunity and that they could become a donor hero and they could save lives.
I'm going to make a total assumption here because you and I didn't talk about this before you came on the air.
Sure.
I'm going to assume if there's an organization, a church group, a business, whatever, that's thinking, you know what, or maybe an HR person that's listening, and I would love it if Luis could share this information with our group. Is that something that we can make that connection?
Absolutely. Yes, we'd be happy to come out to the organization to share the information about organ donation, the importance of it. But you don't have to invite us over for that. You can spread the word about life-saving donation, where you're at.
Share that website.
Yeah, share the website. Encourage people to register. You can even become an ambassador with our organization, to spread the good news of organ donation throughout your organization. We are working on a partnership program, which we'll be releasing here fairly soon, and that will enable us to provide you with all the content that you need to communicate effectively with your employees or your customers.
Right.
Yeah. And so we're working on that, and I'm sure I'll be back to talk
that. You know the door's open, brother.
Absolutely. And I appreciate it. I appreciate the friendship and the opportunity to be here to talk about this.
Oh, we appreciate having you. And again, Luis Hernandez has been our guest. He's the external affairs coordinator with the New Mexico Donor Services. And the website, once again, donatelifenm.org. Luis, thanks again. We look forward to hearing when that program gets underway and we can share with our listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve, for having me. And for all you that are out there listening, be a hero.
All right. Coming up, we're going to get to that information about reaching out to families of those incarcerated and making a difference. And if you're currently doing any kind of prison ministry or in the jail, you're going to want to stay with us. Don't go away thinking, no, I already know, I'm doing it. There's something that you can participate in to be a part of what we're going to hear about next on ABQ Connect.